WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations. My name is Tony Smith. Thank you so much for joining me one more time for Gospel Jazzations, where I give you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, and you know how I do, a little bit of everything else in between. We have a special guest on the line this morning, and she has an illustrious career in gospel music. She is the epitome of class, grace, and excellent, as I said. She just recently won a Grammy for Be Blessed, and she's also a six-time NAACP Image Award winner. And her latest video, This Too Shall Pass, is on BET Gospel, so you definitely want to look out for that. So I want to introduce you to none other than Sister Yolanda Adams. How you doing, Yolanda girl?
I'm great. How you doing, Tony?
Doing well. Thank you very much. Appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be on this morning.
Oh, no problem.
No problem. All right. Appreciate that. Understand you're going to be in this neck of the woods here in New York City this coming Saturday at B.B. King Blues Club.
Right. We have two shows at B.B. King's. We have the 8 o'clock and the 10:30 show. Mm-hmm. And we're just looking forward to being there. We like smaller venues where people feel like I'm sitting at their table talking to them or right there, you know, with them. Because of what we do and what we stand for, we believe that's the, you know, that intimate setting gets folks, you know, really encouraged, and, you know, it takes them from another level, from where they are to another level.
Right, definitely. And it definitely is an intimate club there. They have a lot of couches, tables, and chairs and what have you. People can come and have dinner and what have you. So we're definitely looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how is this particular CD Day by Day doing? I understand it's on Atlantic Records, and a lot of people are being blessed by this CD. We have a lot of listeners who call in and they request quite a few songs off the CD. What brought you to putting this particular project together?
Well, as you know, there was a buyout of Elektra Records, mm-hmm, by the Atlantic Group, really the Warner Music Group. And, of course, I still had things on my contract that had to be taken care of. So we did this album under the Atlantic label. This album is a two-year kind of musical diary. Mm-hmm. And it takes you through my ups, my downs, those days when I'm contemplating things. And, mm-hmm, and I figured, you know, if I'm going through it, there has to be somebody out there who needs encouragement in the same area.
Right.
And, you know, it's easy to write about and sing about what you've experienced. And that's our greatest, to me, that's our greatest witness to people, what we've gone through, what we've come out of, and showing people that you can go through stuff and come out of stuff successfully.
Exactly. Absolutely. And you know, you are a mentor to so many people out there. They look up to you because when they think of gospel music and they hear your name, Yolanda Adams, they're synonymous, as I said before, with excellence and grace. And you've really mentored and you've really touched a lot of people who've come to know you personally and to come to know your music and come to know God as well.
Well, that, you know, that's what I'm here for. You know, mm-hmm, we take, I guess, our responsibility very seriously, because it is a responsibility.
Right.
I do see myself as an ambassador, and, you know, ambassadors are representatives.
Right.
And if I'm not a great representative, you know, God can use somebody else. But I really do want him to keep using me. So, you know, I want people to understand how cool God is, what he has done to make their way prosperous, what he's done to make their way easier. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, it doesn't mean that you won't go through things.
That's
I go through
right.
things all the time, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell people to embrace what they go through, because in order to get where they have to go, they can't, they can't get to that next level of business, that next level of wherever they are, of stardom or artistry. They can't get there without having to go through what they have to go through.
Exactly.
And, you know, our society tells us that if your life is not full of, you know, ups and downs and things like that, then you are successful. But that's not the truth.
Right.
You're successful when you go through things and you come out victorious.
Amen about that. You're so true about that. I was having a discussion with another musician, and we were talking about you. I told her that I would be interviewing you this week, and she says, you know, Yolanda Adams is such a graceful person, and that it's amazing that a lot of the secular artists come to you for support and for ministry, and it's amazing that, you know, we think that people in the gospel music industry are trying to be like them, but it's on the flip side of that. They're trying to be more like us.
And you know, isn't it interesting?
Yes.
It is so interesting. And it's like, well, you know, what you don't understand is people want to know how to live successfully.
Mm.
You know, and it's not just about, you know, having Donald Trump's money or Oprah's money or stuff, you know, like that. They want to know, how can I overcome?
Right.
How can I be victorious? How can I live? You know, you're always looking like you're happy, because I am, you know. And you know, a lot of people were like, well, I didn't know you were going through all of this. And I didn't know you just recently had a miscarriage. And mm-hmm. I didn't know this and that. I said, yeah, but my hope is not in what I don't have or what I have not experienced, or it's, you know, in not succeeding where most people think that it's failure.
Right.
My hope is in something so much stronger and bigger than me, so that if it doesn't work out, that means something greater is coming.
Right, right. Absolutely.
And if you live like that, and if you take, you know, you take it one day at a time, which is why it's called day by day, you take it one day at a time, you can't help but be successful.
That's right.
Because it's not on you anyway.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Absolutely. This CD is doing very well on the charts. I understand, as I said mm-hmm. before, people are really being blessed by it. Now, you used to be a school teacher, all right?
Yes, I did.
All right. Now, what grade did you teach, girl?
I taught second and third grade.
Second.
All subjects.
Because we have quite a few teachers out there who listen to this program. And that is, I'm telling you, that is a tough job. I don't care what grade you're teaching, but to be a teacher is definitely a ministry.
Oh, yeah, but you got to be called into it, you know?
Yeah.
That's the difference, you know? There are a lot of teachers out there who say, okay, well, I'll just teach until my career takes off, or I'll teach until I get something else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all that's good and fine, but the truth is, you got to want to do that from the beginning.
Yes.
You got to love kids from the beginning. You have to love life from the beginning, because, you know, you never know who's walking in your classroom.
That's right.
You know, it could be the next doctor with the cure for AIDS. It mm-hmm. could be the next lawyer working on a $1 trillion case.
Mm-hmm.
You never know who you have in there. So you treat all kids with dignity and respect. And, you know, now I have young people saying, I'm going into medical school, Ms. Adams. Thank you mm-hmm. for, you know, being such a great example for me. I'm going into this, I'm going into that, and my mom wants to say thank you for, you know, it's amazing. When I say it's amazing, because at that time you don't think that, you know, it's really getting to the kids.
Right,
but, you know,
right.
Just keep going forward. Keep going forward.
That's true. And on the other side of that, you don't know the kids that are coming into your classroom. You don't know what they've gone through at home. You know, what kind of lifestyle they're going through. You know, whether it's, you know, family abuse, whether it's, you know, malnutrition or what have you. You don't know what that child is going through.
And that's why I say teachers have to be called, simply because it's your responsibility as an adult to find out what a child is enduring.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Definitely.
You know, and you don't let kids who are being abused stay in a situation.
Right, right.
You know, we had several situations at our school, because I taught in the inner city.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had several situations where kids were, you know, the moms and fathers were on drugs, and, you know, they'd go home to like a war zone or whatever, you know.
Right.
And those are the kids that you keep at school and you help with, you know, with the math and with the English or whatever. Give them that extra care, because you know that the father or the mother, they don't have the capability of helping the child.
Exactly.
So you help the child.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Amen on that, girl. Definitely amen on that. The new video's out, This Too Shall Pass, and
it was
directed by Sister Girl Nia Long, man.
Nia Long. That's my sweetie right there. She is such a doll. She is a doll. I love her. She is one of those people who understands where I am, and she understands that my vision is bigger than gospel music
mm-hmm.
and gospel placement. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right, right.
But, you know, for so long we've been preaching to the choir,
mm-hmm.
and the choir's got it. So now we got to go to those folk who, you know, like I said before, they're looking for something. They don't know exactly what they're looking for,
right.
But they know that you seem to have the answers, you seem to have the joy, you seem to not let things get to you. So she understood that it had to be more than just a storyline that fit the church. It had to fit everyday life. And that's what I told her. I said, I don't want anything about Hurricane Katrina. I don't want anything about Hurricane Rita, because there are people who did not go through the physical trauma of Hurricane Katrina and Rita, but they're having physical storms in their lives. And I want them to know how to get through those. And she was like, we're right on target.
Well, you definitely were on target with that video. It definitely is blessing a lot of people. And we want to definitely encourage everyone who's out there who might have BET Gospel to definitely, if you don't have it on your cable station, call the company, tell them, and get BET Gospel on the air so we can see
or
this video.
Or call VH1 and tell them, hey, put that Yolanda Adams video
on.
We like, you know,
girl.
If a million of y'all go, if a million of you guys call and email and say, you know, how come you don't have that Yolanda Adams, This Too Shall Pass?
Right.
And we made it glamorous enough and fashion forward enough to where they can't say, well, you know, it's just a regular video. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. We fixed that thing.
You sure did. And, you know, you always do everything with class, Yolanda.
Thank you.
Everything you do with class, with grace, and with dignity. Every time you carry yourself, whether it's on the screen, behind the lens, wherever it is, you always carry yourself with grace and dignity. And I think that's what is synonymous with your name. And you will be a pioneer years from now when you're long gone and people have come after you. They will remember Yolanda Adams as a graceful woman, a person with dignity and class, and represents gospel music to the fullest.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, God does everything excellently, so why not I?
Right. I mean, we wouldn't want anything less from him, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
And it's amazing that a few of your selections that have come in the past have reached urban contemporary radio. You know, it's gone on the R&B side. You know what I mean? So you're reaching a lot of people, girl.
Oh, yeah. And we appreciate, you know, we appreciate all of the radio stations who play it. You know, there's been this huge thing, and I think it came from some of the record companies, because folks like myself and Mary Mary and Kirk Franklin, you know, you start thinking, well, wait a minute, why are they on this station and the gospel station, and this station and the gospel station? So, you know, a lot of the record companies were not happy with us. But, you know, hey, it's like, we have a message that everybody needs, and then what happens is that when they get the message, the listeners are like, oh, no, no, I want to hear that new Kirk Franklin.
No,
I need to hear We Fall Down. Oh, I need to hear Open My Heart. Yeah. And it started a storm of, you know, it was a new wave.
Yes.
And I am so grateful to God for, you know, for the ability to understand that, you know, different times call for different types of ministry. You know, like of course, you know, the B.B. King's a gospel act in B.B. King's. Yes. Because somebody's going to come into B.B. King's that was not even thinking about coming to B.B. King's.
Right.
And then they're going to hear something that's going to help them, and it's going to change their lives.
Absolutely. You have no idea what the talent that God has given you can turn someone's life around. Isn't that amazing? That your voice, a lyric, you know, just the way that you present yourself in God's image, that you can turn someone's life around. Is that powerful or what?
It's very powerful, and I expect it. I expect God to do what he says. And see, that's the difference in me and a whole lot of folks. I expect him to do exactly what he says. If he tells me, see, the thing about it is, if he hasn't told me, then I'm not going to receive that. But if he told me that I'm going to get something, oh, please. I expect it, and I expect it 100-fold. I'm not one of those people, well, you know, maybe God. No. He's too big for that.
Right.
He's way too big for that. So I expect him to do everything he said he's going to do. And when he does what he says he's going to do, he always adds that extra special something to it that I wasn't even expecting.
That's right. Amen. Are you interested in producing any other acts or any other vocalists or groups
Definitely.
Out there?
Yeah. We are setting up our production and management team as we speak.
Okay.
And by 2007, 2008, we will be announcing new groups and new soloists on our label. What will be different, and you know my jazz background with Nancy Wilson being my godmother and, you know, growing up listening to Sarah Vaughan and people like that. What will be different is that we will also have, like, jazz artists,
R&B
artists.
About. Come on, girl.
R&B artists who will... you know, they'll call it conscious music.
Yes.
Whatever you want to call it, that's fine. It just has an answer to what's going on right now.
Right, right.
So, of course, I'm already ready for the comments and stuff like that, but, I can only do what God told me to do.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know? So it'll be a label of variety because God likes variety.
That's right. That's right. Amen. I'm so glad you said that because, you know, we are so much in a box a lot of times in gospel music, and a lot of the programs that are out there kind of boxes us in. And there's so much more out there to God's music, isn't there?
Oh, there's so. Oh, my goodness. it's absolutely crazy much talent is out there that people haven't even heard because of conventional radio.
That's what
I'm
saying.
But now with, programs like yours and satellite radio. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is enough space on the airwaves for everybody now.
Right.
And so, when I bring my cats called the Fellas, that they're a group. They play jazz. They play rock. They play everything. But it's just music. And so when I bring them to, a rock station, although they're playing a rock song, which seems like to that radio station, it's actually a gospel song.
Right, right.
And so what comes out of the music will heal, it will help, and it'll encourage. So that's our mission.
That is our
mission, and I'm just so excited. I'm like, whoo! It's like turning a kid loose in Toys R Us.
That's right.
What do I do
what
first?
What do I do first?
Do I go down the bicycle aisle and ride the bicycles all over the, or do I go down the Barbie aisle? Where do I go?
Well, we're definitely going to be looking out for that, Yolanda. Definitely, most definitely. Hey, girl, you play any instruments at all?
Yes, I do.
You do?
It's more than two. let me see. Drums, tambourine, piano, organ. I'm about four.
Okay.
Well, I started clarinet when I was in elementary school.
Okay.
I dropped that.
That's what I did, too. I started off as a clarinetist, and then I went over to saxophone. So I've been a gospel saxophonist for the past 30 years, girl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. Yeah, because, there are not many clarinet solos that you get.
Nah, you don't get too many out there. The clarinets get kicked to the curb along
with the
oboists and the bassoonists, Wow. Well, you need to go and switch up on when you're at BB King's, just say, I'm going to do something for y'all out here. I'm going to jump on the drums a little bit, do a little something
for us. Oh, please. They ain't ready.
Come on.
They are not ready. Now, that's for the DVD.
DVD.
I'm going to do the Prince.
You're going to do the Tone. You're going to do like Tone.
I'm going to jump off the mic, move Quinn. All right, Quinn, it's my turn. Do the drums and then after a while just play the bass and then because see by that time they will have taught me, Yolanda, no, don't do that. That's all right. We love you, but don't do that.
Oh my goodness, you can do it, Yolanda. You can do it. God
Thank
said
you
so can.
Much.
He gave you that talent, so you definitely can do that.
Thank you so much. This guy that did an interview with me, young man, he was out of Nashville, and during the whole interview, which was a TV interview, and he kept shaking his head. I thought I'd said something wrong, and then when the camera stopped, he said, "You know what? I believe you could do anything."
That's right.
I said, "Wow, I'm glad somebody agrees with me."
It's true. You can do anything. You can
do anything.
He said,
"I just believe you're going to do everything you just told me about." I said, "Yeah, thank you so much." So that means it's going to come to pass because we both of us agree.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Now, you've worked with so many people in the past. Is there anyone that you would want to living or, passed on that you would like to work with?
There are two people that I have not worked with that I must work with. Nancy Wilson, definitely. She helps me with my fundraisers and things like that in Houston, but I want to get something recorded with her. I absolutely adore her.
Oh.
She is my sweetheart. And, speaking of a lady of grace and excellence and class, there's nobody like her.
Right.
And she is, to me, the epitome of, what God expects for women to be. She's, no matter what she sang or how she, how she presented herself, it was always in something that was so elegant and so fabulous that, you know, there was no room for error. You know, nothing was hanging out, and, right. you know, she didn't have to come out looking a mess.
Right.
You know, she just, and that's where that spirit of excellence as far as dressing is concerned for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that she taught me that. And, of course, Stevie Wonder. Everybody loves Stevie. Oh, my goodness. Everybody loves Stevie. I love Stevie so much. He is my sweetheart. And Shirley Caesar, definitely. And Albertina Walker.
Right. Excellent. Excellent.
Those people I want to do something with, you know.
Definitely. Well, we hope something happens on that, girl. We definitely look out for that that Nancy Wilson Yolanda Adams duet, though.
Oh, yeah,
I think that's going to happen.
That's my honey lamb right there.
That's definitely going to happen. Now, where do you go for comfort, Yolanda? You know, when you're going through things, and I mean, where's your prayer closet? What do you do to look for that comfort that you so lovingly seek to? Because, you know, you're always traveling, you're working, whether it's recording in the studio, whether it's fundraising, working at your church, or traveling. I mean, where do you go for comfort?
Well, the great thing about it is that, you know, I can always find a place of peace, whether it's in the hotel room, whether it's walking outside,
mm-hmm.
you know, and taking, you know, making everything secondary
okay.
to, you know, getting in that place of meditation.
Yeah.
You got to do it because
right.
as busy as I am, there is no way that I could do all of the things that God has put my hands to do on this earth without, you know, having a time with him, whether it's 15 minutes or an hour and 15 minutes, I do it because, first of all, he deserves it.
That's right.
First of all, second of all, I need it
mm-hmm.
in order to, like I say, accomplish what he's given me to accomplish. You know, those are the things that are so important, connecting with him, first of all. And then, you know, you can always turn the phones off.
Right, right.
We get into these places where, oh, my goodness, my cell phone is not on. Let it go. And then I am so fortunate to have my grandmother living, who is 90 years old.
Oh,
and
my
she
goodness.
Lives with me.
God bless
and
you.
And so, you know, they're actually four generations of us living, because my grandmother is living,
uh-huh.
my mom is living, there's me, and then my, you know, my daughter Taylor.
Okay.
So she has gotten the wonderful experience of having my grandmother live with us as long as she's been born.
Mm-hmm.
So she has this wisdom in her, even at 5 years old, that is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Mm.
So there are four generations of us, and you know, getting that wisdom,
yes,
there's nothing like it. It's priceless. It's absolutely priceless, because there were times that I, you know, my grandmother taught me how to just sit back, you know, don't be a rug for folks to walk on,
right?
But just shut up and watch God work.
Mm.
And when I tell you, for the last 20 years, I have shut up and watched God work in my life. And when I tell you, he has done some miraculous things just because I didn't put my mouth on the situation
mm-hmm.
and I didn't talk about it and constantly talk about how negative it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's priceless. It's kept me out of trouble. It's kept me from putting things into my own hands. And I am so grateful to God for all that he's taught me through my grandmother.
That's a blessing, Yolanda. I mean, to still have your grandmother living with you and to learn from her, you know, her experiences and what have you, that must be so grateful, you know what I mean? You just have to thank God, get on your knees and thank God every day for having that experience, to continue to have that experience.
Yeah. It's amazing.
That is amazing. Well, we're looking to see you on Saturday at B.B. King Blues Club here in New York City, 237 West 42nd Street. The number is 212-997-4144. That's 212-997-4144. The 8 o'clock show is sold out, y'all, so you got to get your tickets for the 10:30 show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like that.
I'm going to be there too, girl. I'm coming down to see you, all right?
Okay.
Looking forward to that. And
ooh.
Hopefully you have time so I can come in there and shake your hand a little bit so you can place the face with the voice, you know?
That's cool. That's cool.
And I'm going to bring my other gospel announcer friends here with me, Sister Stacy Wendell and Liz Black. And they're very supportive of your music as well, right here on WFDU Radio. We love you here in New York, New Jersey,
cool.
girl.
Yeah. I know. I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, bring your saxophone. We might let you do a little something on Open My Heart.
Oh, that's nothing but a say-so, girl. I'm bringing my horn. I sure will.
All right, now.
I sure will. And I just want to give some shout-outs to a couple of people who really love your music. This young lady, she's actually going to be there at the 10:30 show. Her name is Cherie Deal. I want you to give her a shout-out.
Oh, Cherie Deal. Cherie Deal. God bless you, dear.
She'll be there with her husband, Larry. So.
Oh, cool. Well, you guys bring your camera so we can take a picture.
That's right. That's right. And we also have another young lady who always calls and requests your song, Victory. Her name is Doris Hamrick.
Oh, wow. All right, Doris. You know you got the Victory Girl.
And I also have another sister. Her name is Lima, and she always calls to request a song from one of your other CDs. It's called I Want to Be Ready. She always requests that to dedicate it to her girl, to her boyfriend, that is, Sister Lima.
Oh, wow. That's so sweet. You know, I work a lot with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, those guys have taught me so many great, great lessons about the music business and about excellence in production. And, you know, and I know that everything that we get taught is for our time, you know, when it's time for us to produce other people and time for us to, you know, bring other people to the forefront. When I tell you, I have so many wonderful folks that I have to thank just for, you know, like you said, the excellence and the grace that comes along with me. It comes as a result of hundreds of thousands of people who have poured into my life.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow, that's big.
Yeah.
That is big. That is big. Well, these people definitely are pouring into your life. They're supporting your ministry and supporting your music as well. We also have Sister Lisa Alfieri. I want to give her a shout out as well.
Hey, Lisa.
And and this lady, she always calls me, and she really she ministers to me as well. She has a lot going on with her, but she always finds the time to call in and say, Tony, I just want to encourage you. I can just feel in my spirit what you're going through, and I just want you to continue doing what you're doing with this radio music ministry, because I don't get paid to do this at all, girl.
Right.
I come out here to do this for a ministry.
Yeah, that's right. But think of all the people that you are encouraging. And you know, we say all the time, when we get to heaven, we're going to see just millions and millions of people that we helped and encouraged and lifted up, you know, and they're going to have testimonies that we won't even believe.
Exactly. 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 Well, you're so right about that. But I definitely want to thank this young lady. She goes by the name Sunshine. That's what she wants to be called, Sunshine.
Oh, hey, Sunshine. Well, that's a great name.
Yes, it is. She always brightens people's lives.
That's cool.
And all the Gospel Jazz Nation's listeners, like William Beeman, William Moody, they all listen out. And we definitely want to thank you for taking the time out, because we know you're busy. We know you have things to do and getting yourself together and what have you. But we're definitely looking forward to seeing you on Saturday at B.B. King's Blues Club in New York City. And we just hope you have a safe trip coming on out here, all right?
Okay, I sure will.
Any last words to the listeners out there, girl?
I'm just so grateful to everyone who has been listening to your show, who, you know, those folk that pour into you and, you know, request the music, because as a result of requesting the music, they get a chance to hear me. But without you, it wouldn't be done.
Right.
So thank you for being a blessing to my life.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. And it definitely is a blessing. As I said before, God has called all of us to be ministers in this industry, whether it's music, whether it's preaching or what have you. So
we're
all just doing what God has called us to do. And we just have to do it to the best of our ability and do it in excellence, because we wouldn't want anything less of Him.
Right.
All right. And again, I just want to thank you, Yolanda. You've been a blessing to me, and I really appreciate you taking your time out.
Okay, well, I'll see you Saturday.
See you on Saturday. Sit tight. I'm going to get a quick drop from you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you again real soon, all right?
Okay.
Oh, you know, I have another note here that you're going to be back here in Jersey, girl. You probably won't even notice, because your schedule is, like, really booked, man. Thursday, April 27th, you're going to be out in New Brunswick at the State Theater, which is going to be hosted by Bishop George Seawright. And
right.
The person opening up for you is, this guy is hilarious, Mr. John Gray.
Yeah, that crazy boy.
Definitely. So we'll look forward to you coming on back out here on April 27th at 8 o'clock at the State Theater in New Brunswick. But we're looking forward to seeing you at B.B. King's Blues Club. Yeah, New York City. You going to do some shopping while you're out here, girl?
No. No.
You're going to stay away from the stores,
yes,
right?
Yes. We won't get there in time to do any major shopping.
Oh,
thank goodness.
I'll sneak you over to Fifth Avenue, girl. I got a couple of folks out there who'll take good care of you, okay?
Ooh, no.
Okay. My guest for the morning, Sister Yolanda Adams, right here on Gospel Jazzations. The latest CD is entitled Day by Day. Go out and pick it up. Pick up a couple of them. Bless some folks with it. Bless your family with it. Your pastor. Bless your enemy with it.
For real.
For real now.
If you really want to get blessed.
And definitely look out for the brand new video entitled This Too Shall Pass, being directed by Sister Nia Long. It's Yolanda Adams, y'all. And your website, too. Girl, give your website up.
www.yolandaadams.org.
Yeah. All right.
And we're in the process of making it interactive so that, you know, we won't be able to do it with the B.B. King performance. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when we do things in the summer with the festivals and, you know, the jazz festivals and stuff, they will be able to see some of the footage online.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, we're hooking it up.
Oh, taking it to the 21st century.
Taking it to the 22nd century. Oh,
all right, now.
Like the Jetsons.
Oh, man, that sounds great. All right, Yolanda, sit tight. All right, girl.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you, too, dear.
Have a safe trip. Thank
all
you.
Right.
This is Tony Smith. You've been listening to Yolanda Adams right here on Gospel Jazzations. We are back with you. Going to leave you now with some music from Yolanda Adams from the brand new CD, Day by Day, right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. Don't forget, log on to the website, tonysmith.com. Or gospeljazzations.com. I'm going to try and get some pictures of Yolanda while I'm down there in B.B. King's.
Get
those posted up there and get those shout-outs to you later on, all right? Thank you, Yolanda.
You're welcome, dear.
All right, baby girl. Talk to you soon. Hold on now.